In one of the poems in Robert Duncan's book called Roots and Branches, entitled Returning to the Rhetoric of an Early Mood, he talks about a gardener turning the dark earth, and his words as some kind of refertilization act, and I'm quoting again, over the adoring ground, a continual elegy, as if man's falling away were only a falling of leaves to the rich loam. And I'd also like to quote a poet who, if I can say this, I feel very close to, much as I do to Duncan. That is a poet who died recently, Muriel Rukeyser. The course of her poem called Cats and a Cock, which concerns the poet's confrontation with the political action, she cites Rosa Luxemburg's words, still elegiac, between two battles, when one is happy to be alive. Having said that, let me read the poem, the elegy to Muriel Rukeyser. This book is by no means a collection of poems for people who are dead. Quite simply, a lot of them are still alive, but there are poems to people that I've respected and very much admired and loved. Elegy 40, 20th century, for Muriel Rukeyser. Feather your oars. The moon still draws and folds waters, shores in the blood, desire to the last flash, or dispersed firm as the graveline's channel. Le Chenal de Gravelines, Grand Fort Philippe. To cleanse his eyes of the days spent in the studio and to translate as exactly as possible the luminosity of the open air with all its nuance. Itself creates light as the hooded boat nears a cypress-loaded coast. Toss your oars. The parting prow glides in calm tide silence. The incompletely erased. Who last hearing the masters, who cannot enslave, writes in their mysteries, invitation and gift, to lose old structure, permeated without choice. After pulling strains, to feather your arms, hear wind through your pores, ears take the music. The boat has taken you forward when your eyes raise new perceived limbs, upturned wingtip feathers, song thrush sipping at a pool under a pump. The kite soars for prey. He placed a forward elevator, a ship's needs left to sailors. The kite lifts from dunes in Kitty Hawk winds. Atlantic birds automatic in their turns. Second-hand artistes, the chorus line. Verdi witches never off the boards. To penetrate headwaters until branches and lianas meet overhead. Ruined country, one slabbered mouth where drain river disperses firmer shit. To whittle your own propeller as needed, not the devouring lip, throat, impulse fulfilled right on all the drifting now. The structure of rhyme raised from the 20th century onset. Flight, jazz, film. An instant of wild flight had delivered him. New and soaring, whose name he bore imperishable, radiant from incertitude released, the poise and balance of the period, lucid, supple, bird after bird. Dark, impulsive, they flash in their circles, then all wheel south, cries clear as prows set forth, unlasting home. Who is God of departures, beyond Janus, the threshold, beyond international syndicates, the system. A fierce psychiatry and parties in flight cabins. Man, the imitated illusion. But who can engineer strong from their premise to be pickets flying demonic against the Hydra and her pandas, white and black, mated forever in sterile zoos under surveillance, the people's emptied memory. Words assemble shared memory. Which poems can you read? Which books have recognized colors? Which texts are mirrors? Which frame your mask? In which you speak as if value among suicide instruments in their vials and velvet cases, these assume memory. No other one has yours speechless. Think about unknown masses in trained savagery, the depth conferred by news and treachery. Anger consumes education. Sand without trace eats nerve. Repeats greeted as dawns, or comfortable rage in swearing the manly consumption. Witty signs left on walls by those gone under and emerge unheard to know which talisman is mirror's mask and the instruments. The word kills as the grandstands yell and hymn. Our senseless game search confers missionary rights to be random, peripatetic hermit. Unrecognized is understood. The forest plunge, the informed body skills this leap to avoid Etna. Yet Empedocles, who leaps into orders, into dreams taken to be orders, forms as command heroic instruments. Forward is to compose gifts which surprise you. Gifting hand, gifted out from the treasury. But who can recognize craft raised without ghost, whose words cannot echo creed? Which path, which center, which boundary? Erosions, yes, it is natural, but we bind time and instruments against bestial memory, against the borderline people, the nation, half experienced without instruments, with how they have become and are maintained, a haze behind their runs and drives. As Asclepios speaks and touches with the instruments, the reality of the being that enfolds him, speaks in his tones. One other poem from this book of elegies, number 15, written in a completely different form. That is in paragraphs of various lengths, which are basically prose poem paragraphs. I was terribly struck by the fact that Neruda was also a successful people's politician, as well as a painter, and that in his memoirs he tells us how he would go and in his canvassing and meet miners in the obscure parts of Chile, and they knew his poems, which is quite astonishing. I mentioned also a very interesting fact. He collected bottled ships and seashells and old ships' figureheads, as if he was absolutely obsessed by that area of the sea. Elegy 15, Neruda. They rise against misery and the gods in this golden age of world poetry. New songs hunted down, a million men sleep on the road outside Bombay night after night. At whom do these everlasting stones smile? On the blood-stained planet, stone-folded tunic, a look lost in distance, inhuman, human. Sculptors rebel against the canons of pain crises in the guiding principles of capitalism. Asia left a tourist of the occult. His voice, water and nitrate in the furrows of our time-honored language. They threw everything into the mill. Enemy flag, a Moorish blood-stained tunic. The paper turned beautiful. A book, the pride from men who worked at poetry printing, carried the book instead of food and clothing. An endless column walks to exile, bombed. Books impassioned on the highway. From then on, my road meets every man's road, from the south of solitude to a peopled novel. Mysterious shorelines, foam zoology. Four machine guns trained on the platform as the police chief listened to the end. A Czech name to cover his first poems, from his father, from a poet whose statue stands in Prague's Malostrana quarter. In silent atmosphere, the Chilean workers and peasants listened to poems they requested by title. What more can a poet want? A nitrate miner, disfigured eyes inflamed by terrible dust, his eyes shining, tells him, "I have known you for a long time, brother." Scorched features, their solitude and neglect. Not a light responsibility, going from desert to mountain. The inhuman labor, poems make it possible to walk and talk among them. White fertilizer and red mineral extracted from arid earth and rock. It takes sacrifices to transport water, nurse a plant to flower, raise a dog, a rabbit, a pig. Hidden territory. A leaf centuries in humus. Our horses sink in green and white silence. The huge logs burnt in a room, bodies of giant trees day and night, a thermal spring passed through the rooms, we plunged into volcanic waters, a hospitality. The miners removed blackened hats and helmets as the last speaker read in honor of Stalingrad, 10,000 hands. The unhappy writer, the crucified writer, are part of the ritual of happiness in the twilight of capitalism. A clear conscience and a restless intelligence, the investiture earned in the street, a guided spontaneity. His fleet of bottled ships with written names, stalking seashells in Oceania, Paris, Veracruz. Blood, the broken glass. Old ships' figureheads after long journeys. In Kay's diary, it stares out like a premonition. Your small dead body like a brave captain's. He copied from Canto para Bolívar. A poet who reads his poems to 130,000 people is not the same man, and writes another way. An applause explosion in Brazil. Rebels love to be treated as defenders of principles by the bourgeois anti-fascists. A masked carnival before Franco's forces. In pouring rain, the presidential candidate read to copper miners, slum workers in the south wind. Presidents were acclaimed and martyred in 6 years' tenure. He felt glad at Allende's victory. We were still the most popular people in the deserts of potassium nitrate and copper, among the most victimized workers on the American continent, the Kennecott and Anaconda stranglehold. Shaken by the fire and darkness of his time, I live the lives of others, of the poet who never recover from the dazzling beetle of the evil hue, and luma trees. Ocean swells coming into his life. To you alone, whose more refined spirits outwing these dull times and soar above the drudgeries of dirty intelligence. I want to read now from a book that came out immediately after that, a book difficult to excerpt from, because it is quite a long book, and it deals with two very particular subjects. One is from a very particular and local myth in the part of England I live in, the south. That is the myth of Herne the Hunter in Windsor Forest. In the south of England here, there is a place called Herne's Oak. It's an oak tree sacred to a figure called Herne the Hunter, who is believed at night to be riding phosphorescent through the trees, through the moonlight, part stag and part man. The myth originated in Henry VIII's time. One of Henry VIII's hunters, who was punished by being sequestered in the forest and moved into nature. So here's the figure of a man between nature and the human, outside the city. And the other figure that the book deals with is the Green Man, which is an international myth I discovered after I've been working at it. There are images of this Green Man figure to be found in Constantinople in the Eastern Mediterranean, and then as far west as the Hebrides in the European culture. That is the figure of the man again inside nature. You see this figure of the Green Man in sculptures, in cathedrals, and in cathedral windows, church windows in this country. The man whose head is, as they call it, foliated or exfoliated. Somehow his head is connected with plants and leaves. They're sometimes coming out of his mouth, sometimes coming out of his head. Again, this figure in nature. Then I discovered that that the Herne image was not only locally British, but also investigated elsewhere. I was absolutely astonished by this. Then, of course, I had to ask myself, why was I obsessed with this image in the first place, having started writing the poems, and then discovering, of course, that there was this radiance of the images. I think this poem in the book will explain part of that. It's dedicated, it's called A Homage to Ferenc Juhasz. It is dedicated to one of the Hungary's most distinguished poets. A poet I only know in translation, of course, not speaking Hungarian, but who I know, whose work I know very well. He wrote a marvellous poem called A Boy Who Was Transformed into a Stag. And I discovered that this myth then was known in Hungary and wrote this in homage. In the call to home, her voice encircles each bowl into his world, the years of lives to come. His home voice hangs in the branch swayed, leaf rustled air, the gate of secrets, cantana profana of the sun stag. Light-hung antlers, star hairs, eyes of knowledge in a mask of deer. Coils of head antennae reach into distant forest circuits. Home cried out to be bride, roiled in a clearing to be generate, needing the stag back as a returning boy of her past, as if she centralized the wild geese, the shining potato flower, reed-fingered fish in rings of forest water. Smell of blood in her spells. She tries to quiet and silence sounds of creatures. She does not need. Her son must return. But it is he who gathers forest to a distant point, shining with atom's depth. She cries, "My own!" A spiral scream ropes out to nighter caves, pits of ore his hooves guard. She cries, "Your fountainhead!" He lowers his branch-crowned head to forest surface, sees fish beneath the mouth breast surface. She cries, flesh tough as shell, come control them with your knife again. Afford images of revolt for their screen. Breathe their life and call it revolt some future. Her calcium knuckles, cocked crowing in sodium city dawn. She cries, your own mother. Eyes without face, stone apples, the gorgon Hesperides of Tangier. Breathe, she howls, into things your life again. The boy tossed his head, nostrils, valves in the flickering muzzle. At her false hunter's crackling of twigs, underfoot bracken in early spring, he stares at fur in moonlit water, his penis a tassel, the urge to paw hard earth, bellow into whore breath slow-formed before his huge eyes in the clearing above moon foam. He masks expression. Somehow she hears a language. I cannot return. Spring is more marvelous than ever. I would rip father from grave. You, mother, would open to gape of stars. Your son's tramp of hoof, horn, antlers of fire fill the night cloud sky. A tree of bone out of his plotting head. I would smash your wall, your well, your flower beds to burial ground, scatter father's laid bones, your cooking to a mess in shards. She pours wine, tears weeds, shrieks over fat, strokes feathers on ebony, airs his mattress on a sunny sill. His language of refusals remembers milk loaf, flowered glass, donuts, but the dew-struck grass smells most sweet on upland slopes, at dawn surfed soft furs on horn. As she recites school report, popular mechanics, dissected frogs, the old happiness. A circle of painters and writers of night conversations, earnest leaders, a choral society. Where are they now? Games, horn music, briefcases in street cafes, rain in tram streets, thunder over buds each year. After decay in fire and earth, bullets remain to shine for the dig. While my antlers attract the galaxy, you call me back to die, to be washed, prepared. Childhood in your hands. Earth woman, vortex of dead regimes, mother. We cannot pass the door, bare shirts, or leave clear water. Part of what's going on in that poem is a take, as they say in the jazz world, on the great myth that Bartok used in his Cantata Profana of the group of sons who left home to adventure into life, into reality, beyond the family, and go into the forest. They cross a bridge into the forest, and having crossed the bridge, can't go back. As soon as they're in the forest, they start to change. They develop their bodies, and they become deer. The parents beg them to come back, and the eldest son says, I can't come back because my antlers have grown so magnificent and tall, I wouldn't be able to get through the door. Let me read another poem from the Book of Herne, which might interest some people in your part of the world, in San Francisco, in that area. One of the poets that certainly interests me a lot still, and interests a number of British poets, I may say, a poet who lived in that area and died not long ago, Jack Spicer. I was fascinated by his use of the myth of Billy the Kid in one of his books called Billy the Kid, something I've written on myself. And what I've done is to link some of the things that I think that Spicer's poetry stands for me, as a connection to the Billy the Kid myth. But it's the myth of this outsider, who a rather dubious virtue. Spicer, Elegy 13. It begins with a quotation, "Naked as jaybirds in the ever-real. Sung through the forest mirror, sung through the tree's cage, sung featherless, eloquent, sung limed by hunters. Stopped by wine, by trees full of birds, by our echoes floated to the grove. Stopped by angels in print, stopped by cover, by the scared heart idiot, by gardener atropos, a hoot owl they have here, in school a branchless bush, a fitted leather gown, a gag, the agent speaks. Look, I am king of the forest. I do not fit the absence. A slow timbered season, I slept in roots, birch nights, palm nights, ate salt fog air. Sung the Holy Ghost drifted in name trees, wood toys, wood print, wood carts, discarded by widening moor, hail canyon. Build a kid in a field of poplars with just one touch of moonlight. His shadow between them does not die as sun shoots overhead. Poetry for unsuspecting people or shooting them with guns. Saying things I don't know. It tries to heal. I'm sick of the right word and the poets I've tried to teach the right word have become a kid mirror, denying the kid, a back-turned angel, a cult fish cut by the sea, for gull scavengers, wrestling begins again to crush the impositional message, rotted heroic music hero, offered up stupid, glittering. We know who runs this country. Fear the lone dawn man. His friend, his cock, his unblinked gaze, drunk on cactus in the age of the homogeneous, the Gorgon mirror. Never look him in the eye once. King glass." One other poem from this book, called, strange title, it's called Therioanthropy, which is simply a word for the metamorphosis of men into animals, which is one of the most important subjects going on here. That's what it deals with. I won't go into all the references, there's quite a lot, but basically it's like a compendium, a poeticized compendium of a number of these extraordinary changes of man into animal in mythology. A buck's head on Am I a Woodsman? Actaeon, the bruised grain, John Barleycorn, torn by Bacchiades. Vent for rising passion inside his pelt and tines, wreathed green among Syracusan cattle drovers, Larsen masked stag men in 1940. Scorzani's werewolves across Europe in 45, the wild hunt in skin, the wilde Jäger flashes between torchlight staves, green in the dark in Abbots Bromley, to expiate their killings. They render and devour one member of the hunt, stag mask tight canonus. Then round about an oak with great ragged horns, milk, kine yield blood, under his chain, conscience assuaged with lust, but still they rage in hunt. Rammed on the beating head, Wolf's head. The pelted men rampage protected. A feral child deep in the green peers out. The duke howled fearfully, a man's leg over his shoulder. His wolf's hair skin on the inside belied St. Mark's. The Lycopodes pad around the tyrant in Athens, wolf feet. Black pelts in Oakland, Ireland, a straggling, ill-lit passage in cities. Cycled satyrs twist around the skinless. Pale. Behind them, the green wolf, of Jumièges. Under the confessor, a wolf mask will cover your face. Grass and leaves woven on your body. Outlaw. Lou Vair dances yearly around St. John's fire before his brotherhood. The grass wolf wraps him ribean and vine stalks. The cornfield vineyard their crops. Hunting the harvest in foliage foils. Erect camouflage never shed. Zagreus's men. The black grand veneur of Fontainebleau. Tall as Mount Zagros, whom kings see before death, rustles in the night his reed cloak. As George Gascoigne, poet, who came out of the Kenilworth woods to greet Elizabeth, covered in ivy, carrying a small uprooted tree, to say, I am the green outcast at your service. In my emergent forms alone, am backed into thickets, the verbal mind. Jack in the green near his animals. The green knights farewell to fancy. Delight in deer hunt, all forests knew my folly, moonshine by light. In frosts no cold, a sunburnt hue, what dangers deep, to dig for new-found roots, prune water boughs, a farewell to powdered bullets on every dish, one day's prison proves hell, farewell into the forest. Childhood a fountain legend now, peace far from din hunts, tree sounds, freed from engine, beasts free from ingenuity, savage mouth, Sylvaticus, undefiled with blood, poet orangutan. Where do they find lines in nature? I can only distinguish luminous and dark bodies. Finally, I'd like to read some poems from a book which is just about to be published, in fact. It's called Interrogation Rooms. Again, the title is intended to be quite indicative. The poems are poems concerned with, a multiple set of puns on that word, interrogation. Being interrogated. Appalling thing that far too many people know about, being interrogated by authority. Also self-interrogation. Interrogation of the art that one practices, its forms and possibilities. Interrogation of the reader. And this moves into something that one is perpetually concerned with, the nature of freedom and law, the nature of permission and coercion. Here's a poem then to start off with, which concerns interrogating poetic forms. I have long time been fascinated by Provençal poetry, and particularly by the almost impossible necessity of translating that poetry into English, because of the variety of rhyme schemes, notoriously, the variety of rhyme schemes in Provençal poetry just will not go into English. And rather than imitate what Paul Blackburn, the great American poet, recently died, and his tremendous translations in Proenza, rather than attempt that, I've done something completely different. That is, place the rhyme schemes inside the line rather than at the end and see how it comes out. This is a very famous poem by Geoffrey Rudel, a Provençal poet. It's a love lyric. When the days, long days, sweet songs, for birds long love, ago curbed, inclined, song, hawthorn flower, iced winter. Content escapes, long love, two evils, those fine eyes set on traveled clothes, long dust, lodged long ago, distant but next, longing for converse, neighbor, love, fine speech. Sad joy, the long track, seen from too far for plan, a naught row, nothing pleases. According to far love, better not to recognize this place, not far nor near, here true named slave. Love goes, returns, a fashion, chamber, palace, garden, obsolete long envelope, Saracen. Greed hungered far off, under love no other joy, long, what obstacled desire, godfather vowed. Unloved love, long and near, cursed next, pleasure dripped, sworn to lodging. Without copying, known, world owned and offered. Loose self in think, the one who knows recess in loss. Far flesh the heights, marrow to address reason. What chance for natural peace now converts line the route, fashionless peace, off track, no style, danger improvised each day, and the risk too fades. That is one of the relatively gentle poems in this book, which is a rather angry book. It reflects a time that I went through feeling that the society and culture I lived in was being self-destructive. The poems are numbered. This is number 29. The morning looks peculiar as you swim out to the white schooner. She moves toward the horizon. Darkness in the tide, let it carry you. What keeps you from murder? Suicide, is it? Torn from homes and faulty origins on a flight path, beige cabin air. You can't use the mask yet. Pressure controlled, not by us. A ferocious mumbling in public. Let it roar past, past our love. Petrol, lead, and dog shit, it's all the same, suicide. Meanwhile, let us roll all our strength and learn to fuck well. It's the least, right, with at least a little in Oppen's clarity to poverty. This is the pay window. All governments have burnt out. Is this the island escaped the forces of evil, sir? Lives and assailed by glib examples. South London without Sinclair's mystic. Hopeless rifling and bunker run. No wonder sea surfaces attract our gazes. Seahorses, Venus on the Red Sea parting. Susan Hayward, no, Barbara Stanwyck, a glass case chameleon, attracts our gazes. A puffing yellowish throat, why? Does its skin look used? Double-lidded eyeballs. How does that remind you? Short poem, number 31. Come out of the past alive, but enter it. Emerge tone. The door is there. That is here. A short distance is a polished platform open to a white stone. Garden, clear, but shadowed by different lights, snow sun, high branches in a wind variety, not to be able to know if the rare accident, Corinth burning by chance called forth here, as will occur, wondrous, occult. Melville still affirms hidden residence on earth. And the last poem I want to read in this book is number 52. It's a quotation from a newspaper. Dog-proof room important for our oxygen lines. Replication God beams down the variety virus, all his and theirs into the salon des refusés, refuse what you know, their rich variety interfeed. After need, any cruelty. Occupy the interrogation rooms piled, hooded by automatic, a phosphor mould on prison walls. The Madonna hands her electric bulb halo to the next martyr in line. Are we to be orphans of our dead? Orphaning the dead's futures? A final face or flaking a death mask lineated from the pioneers? Tracers, shapers, or sensitive limbs, perception peeled. To ugliness transmitted from the air to orphans. Bombed by a higher being. Lasered by the source of all our strength. A laboratory operated by remote control. Suppurating experiment flesh, fate set before a stage, so it is what accidents may be needed. Back there, what created? Is seed the word for this determination? Work done at the boundary it destroys? While well inland, false alarms and accidents absorb the probable. Watch the animals dig holes and run around them. Displaced activity quickly seeps into bored speeds. Sense dried into thin air. Then the animals reared up and fell. On the identity. On instinct. On territory. On major drive. On self-preservation. Remember the con man. Remember who needs you. Remember the face of need. Remember contempt in their eyes. To end the whole reading, I'd like to read a poem which helps me to recognize and in a sense give thanks to two people. I was sent right out of the blue, and it gave me a great deal of pleasure, David Henderson's biography of Jimi Hendrix, the great rock guitarist, which I appreciated very much indeed. And David Henderson came to England recently and gave us a marvellous talk at the Institute of United States Studies in London about the condition of the black writer and about jazz contemporarily, which is very valuable. And Jimi Hendrix is someone that many of us in this country still do admire very much. What I've done is to try to render in this elegy, number 26, simply called Hendrix, something of the exuberance and, dare one say it, the tragedy inside that exuberance, this combination of marvellously happy creativity and a sense of self-exhaustion, which is in many ways typical of the condition of the artist in the 20th century. To be on your own. You like to move on a lot. No direction home. Play along with the ocean. Uncopied world to look through, out from location. Head to balls, strung axis, high terrestrial, above live cold cages, live dust, the old, young, born to breathe ash, ticket to burning. Caged fountain in a garden for delights. Caged beehive on a hillside. As blood wars crumble, the dead hold on. Sounds, white powders find, oases in the mind, self-uses, protection axes. Fire red, the instrument, an eagle feather beneath him. Scarlet moon, the child cries, through old drapes a red dust to salt mine Manhattan. London methane seas, he floats. A black gold hummingbird plug to a generation war. Electric blues drained from child America, drowned flower still held through flood. So don't be late, back up, sweet time. Go through their fight nest, underwater forever, giant foams with new smiles, killing noise with new depth and price. Go through with sucked style, in soundproof walls, gloss machines tick away the sunlight. Delicate connections, the new axis reigns in the alone, burns to learn. Tire tracks all across your back. After the false late hour, watchtower sung to ocean breaks, rock unseen. Tired rescue images, chewed to music, laid back, laid down, tracks laid down underwater, underground, fierce, weak fireman who tells circus, you know who is really living in fantasy land? It's the damn masses, the masses. Jimmy dreams he flies Pegasus without fingerprints on his child brain before he learns the games. To grow up is to lose, fight between ourselves, while control licks remains, guitar licks produce. In negatives, white smoke, white ash, white highs, vicious food of the road. Luck in no goals, no road, no search. Three times the pain, but going travels so far. A forced enfoldment dream, backseat car smells, fetid car floors, knees in his back, his resigned hurt, drag queen of Altamount angels, where now your scored strut in a target, white west powder lifted before his criminal eye. Unknown droppers freak his drink. Each food, each drink freaks our child. Love can't be trusted, blue cops at the door, panthers at the gate, mafia in the sky, heat evens. The city folds in, hitmen jerk. Music is to be the messenger eraser, uncovered back, clear open to the track, wind blood on windscreen, legs under tracks, music made his steals, his loot, his lairs, his fast runs, his last drink split, last crazed heaven, pure, positive, magic science, beyond sacrifice, red instrument. On the Isle of Fehmarn, mob rule. German angels with the masses, gunfire in blackness. Blues keep the show going, pillage, crying on the killing floor. This is our scene now. No shelter, no anything. I mean, you can see how desperate the whole case may be. His head bust open, the kid split.